The recommendations are part of a 20-page report that includes creating a needle exchange program, expanding Medicaid-assisted therapy, as well as building work initiatives for people in recovery. But a majority of James Vera's presentation at the Executive Council breakfast in New London focused on what the state has already done in the past year. Vera stressed that since January, more than $30 million state dollars have been used to address the opioid crisis.
We need to make sure that all of these things that are happening, all of the money that's been allocated, all of the now services are working and working effectively. But there's clearly more work to be done.
Vera says he's traveled more than 11,000 miles since being appointed in April, talking to community leaders across the state. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.